This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, in the words from Andy and Deffert, are we live? Are we hot? Now, Seltzer, is it appropriate that time? Because we were not airing live content last
segment.
It's
never appropriate to quote Andy from Deptford.
Amen.
Sorry.
But we are
it's
now
It's just
live.
Not appropriate. I'm sorry.
No, it might not be. Yeah. Hey, good morning to you. Hope you're having a great start to your your Tuesday morning.
I did get a few calls during that being like, hey, can you get Brandon a message? And stuff. It's like, sorry, man, not here.
Yeah, that was yesterday, guys. But hope you enjoyed it. Especially if you hadn't heard it, you know, when that occurred in the 9 o'clock hour yesterday. All right. We got Ben here. We got the Phils back at it later tonight. We've got the Eagles without Brandon Graham, meaning moving forward. And what's top of mind for you as they venture forward without BG? Look, one of the things that really stood out to me, and part of why I'm, no offense to Brandon, less concerned than I would have imagined, is they just went through this 12 months ago with no Jason Kelce and no Fletcher Cox, and they won the Super Bowl, John.
Yeah.
pretty good track record.
Pretty well. You know? The shakeup. And it does feel like what Brandon and Jason Kelce and Fletcher and Lane Johnson and the rest have built is sustainable.
Yeah, it does.
That's the beauty of this whole thing. Howie, yeah. Roseman,
yeah.
Jeffrey, Lurie,
yeah.
Howfrey, as I used to call the combination in a deriding way. I no longer am derisive.
I noticed you didn't Howfrey Lurie when he was on with you yesterday. You imagine that.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, so we hope you enjoyed the BG Day programming here on WIP yesterday. But we also hope if you were out there in Phoenixville last night at the Colonial Theater that you enjoyed BG Live. So we had about 2 hours on stage. We went through a lot, John. A lot. Let me give you what I think was one of the more poignant moments, and then right to the phones. And if you were there last night, I especially want to hear from you what stood out to you. 215-592-9494. John, one of the things that stood out to me was Brandon told a story very late in the evening about how he had met someone. It was either he met the person or he met the person's loved one. I just can't quite remember. But he was told that there is someone alive who has it in their will that the person has to be buried in a Brandon Graham jersey.
Wow.
In the will.
Wow.
Not like, hey, I'm telling my wife, I'm telling my husband, hey, when I die, you know, help me out with this one, do this for me. It's in the will.
Does he not trust the family to do it? Like,
I don't know if you could be paid a higher compliment.
Right,
than that.
Ben?
Right?
In your will that the person is buried in the jersey.
That's incredible.
Isn't it, Ben?
I would be so beyond honored.
Right?
For someone to say that.
And
I'd be shocked if someone said that.
Touche.
It feels almost oppressive.
Be like, wait, Ben Davis? Hold on.
Touche. Real one, Davis zero.
All right, Ben, let's get a quick Phil sing in here and then right to the phones. New series. Look, they've rebounded from where they were. They're not on all strides. I will say this. I'm struck by the fact that as inconsistent as they were in the first month and the week, that they are currently holding a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will only play better from here, and I think the starting pitching will lead them there. But there are parts of the team you want to see play better.
Yeah. I mean, yes, there are. And there are certain players that you like to see
correct
play better and yeah. have a little bit more behind what they're doing. But yeah, I think they're on the right path for sure. And this next stretch, I think like this next month is very favorable for them. I mean, very, very favorable.
Scheduling-wise.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very favorable. And you got some guy tonight on the mound tonight for the Phillies. I think his name is Zach Wheeler. Mm. He's
favorable.
He's a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah. He makes it look like they're pretty good. So Brandon Marsh, when he gets out there and does more than just pinch runs, will he look like he's pretty good offensively?
I'm hoping.
He's got bigger opportunity now.
He maybe? Got John, I will say this. He got a hit. I just want to put that out there. Over the weekend,
he got two hits in his day back. I don't think you're going to see him against lefties. I think you're going to see
Rojas. I don't think
you should. I would agree with that.
And listen, there are points last year and there are points this year. I'd be like, you know, put him in there. Give him that shot. Yeah. Look, Rojas, I'm going to fall out of my chair with shock. Rojas has earned.
He has earned it.
Some faith.
Yeah, I agree.
And listen, whether he can fully sustain it or not, too early to know. But he has earned. And Brandon Marsh has not earned. Playing against lefties. So it's what it is for now. Let's hope Rojas can maintain. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Rick in Easton right now. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. So great had me going. I thought being on hold, I flashed back to the show yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I missed it. So I was glad you replayed that. That was awesome work by you. So real quick, I want to talk about this because I know the city has starved for Hall of Famers. I'm 67, so I definitely have seen the least amount of Hall of Famers versus New York, the Pittsburgh,
yep.
Chicago's, or L.A. and Boston's. But you know what? Jeff Lurie got on the air years ago and said, we are going to be the gold standard. And you know what? Think about it now. This era, under this ownership,
yep.
The owner is a Hall of Fame owner. The GM is heading that way. Kelsey's going to be a Hall of Famer. Lane Johnson, Jason Peters, Fletcher Cox. We've never had a team. What do we have? We had Mike Schmidt and Steve Carlton, two players on the same team that were Hall of Famers. We've never had a franchise in this city that has had as many Hall of Famers as we're going to end up being. And I got news for you. He may not have had a Hall of Fame career, but if it's all about winning, Brandon Graham's got two rings.
Yep.
And he played for 15 years. I don't know if there's been any defensive lineman in the history of the game that can say that. And if they
well, I'm sure Charles Haley, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, Haley won five. You think of those Patriot guys like Richard Seymour, he won a couple. I mean, it's happened. Obviously not every Steeler. 11 of them made the Hall, I believe, from the 70s.
Yeah, there's a lot of Steelers.
But some of them did not. So, you know,
yeah.
Some of those guys won multiple without being a Hall of Famer.
It's interesting. A good friend of mine does the spring games and officiates the Big Ten football. And during the draft, he said, if you guys can get your hands on a defensive lineman, you guys got to grab Brandon Graham. He used to watch him play up close and personal. He was just an amazing, amazing player, and I know I probably don't have time to talk Phillies, but they need Ben. They need to shore up somehow that bullpen, because when this team goes to an extra inning games, I don't feel confident. And if Bryce is going to be our leader, he can't go through 14, 15 games since hitting 195.
I agree.
He hasn't played well lately. Rick, give me a great answer from a TV show or a movie. What just didn't make sense?
I always wanted to know, with the Cowardly Lion and the Scarecrow with no brains and the Tin Man, how the heck did they ever beat those three guards to get in there and save Dorothy?
Wizard of Oz. All right. I hadn't seen that one coming, but fair enough. You know, Bryce Harper was just referenced, so let's talk about the star of stars right now in baseball, because we're a month into the season.
And Aaron Judge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, we haven't commented on the Aaron Judge thing. So let me just, for everyone listening, if you don't know, raw facts.
It's insane.
It's beyond insane. Here we go. Raw facts. And remember, we're a week into May now. This isn't a week into the season. This is a week into May. Aaron Judge, .423 batting average, .510 on base percentage. .777 slugging percentage. The man has 55 hits through May 5th. He's got 11 home runs. He's got 33 RBIs. He's got 32 runs scored. It's one of the great starts, Ben, Ever.
He's got a 1287 OPS.
Right.
1287.
Correct.
It's unbelievable what this guy's doing. And realize that we're seeing greatness.
We are.
Absolute greatness.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the numbers compared to this.
I was watching MLB Network yesterday, and they had the list of the Yankees that have been up there over time.
Sure.
And his what was the weighted runs created or whatever it is, he's second only to Babe Ruth, and he's just slightly behind Babe Ruth.
That's amazing. It's one of those kind of years. And by the way, in the midst of an era, he's been doing stuff like this, not to the same level, but he's been doing it for a good...
Like 62 home runs.
Right.
I walked into the clubhouse a few years ago in the Yankees on the... visiting side, because I was in spring training with them a couple years.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Go see a couple people and go see Aaron Boone. And I walked in and I looked in and Aaron Judge was, he was taking his shirt off.
Yeah.
And I looked in there and I'm like, good Lord. Like, he was standing next to Stanton, and he made Mike Stanton look small. Or Giancarlo, sorry.
Well, this is Ben Davis saying a guy looks big and he's dwarfing other people.
Right.
Like, Ben dwarves everyone.
So you're saying that
he's bigger than you are?
I've never seen... Oh, my God.
6'7".
He's 6'7".
Yeah. But you're 6'7", aren't you?
No, he's like 6'5" or 6'4".
This guy had like 300 muscles in his back.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. But to be as efficient as he is as a hitter, to be that big and have that small swing, tightest swing, it's what he's doing.
How big the strike zone is.
It's unbelievable.
No, think about that, John. Think how big for a pitcher. It's much easier to throw strike.
And on top of that, we never talk about it. He's an outstanding defensive outfielder on top of it, too.
He plays center field.
Like, it's crazy.
I know. So anyway, I just went to, I know we're Philadelphia and all that. But, I mean, Aaron Judge deserves an attaboy.
Sometimes you just got to step back and say, wow. You know?
By the way, in the next couple minutes, I'm going to tell you, because we didn't get to it yesterday, what I thought was the most astounding thing from sports this weekend. All right? I want everyone listening... Everyone in the room, put the thinking caps on. Try to assess, because I'm going to let everyone take one guess here. The most astounding thing from sports this past weekend. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's get to Ruth right now in Drescher. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Ruth?
Excellent job. I would say excellent job last night, John. It pains me sometimes to give you a...
John, she's giving you
did a great job last night too, John.
John, she's giving you a compliment.
Not by me.
No, Ruth.
Thank
you, Ruth. I appreciate your words, even if you got the name wrong. Wasn't it a fun night? Wasn't it great?
Sorry, what was I saying? Yeah, it was amazing. As soon as you guys announced it, I bought the tickets, and I was expecting something great, but it exceeded my expectations. Honestly, Brandon was. It was literally like sitting there talking to a friend, and just finding out stuff. He was so open and honest and funny. It just made me, I didn't know I could love him more, but I did.
He's so genuine. He's who you hope he is. He's who you think he is. If you've never met him, for everyone that's not met Brandon, he's exactly who you think he is based on what you've seen through the years on your TV screen. He's that real. He's that good. He's that person. That's who he is.
Yeah, it was incredible. But bringing on the guests, I mean, Brent Celek and...
Mailata.
Mailata. My mind. Yeah, Jordan Mailata. They just added so much to it.
They really did.
Mailata, my God, he is funny.
He really is.
Yes. When he was telling the joke about, when Brandon was on the scooter and giving the trash talk to everybody, I mean, I think everybody was just rolling.
John, in 2021 when BG was out from the early part of that year, that he was just going around the NovaCare comps constantly talking about, like, like everyone else is lucky he's not playing because he'd be dominating
on his little scooter, scooting around looking ridiculous, but talking trash like a champ to everyone. I'm sure.
That's what he does.
Funny.
Hey, Ruth, give me an answer. What from a movie or show doesn't quite make sense?
I've thought this for decades now, but how does nobody recognize Clark Kent as Superman?
Great answer, Ruth.
That could win.
That's a phenomenal answer.
Ruth, do you like Metallica?
Yeah, I do.
Good, because you got a great shot to win Metallica tickets. Ruth, good phone call.
Especially when it's Christopher Reeve.
Yeah,
I mean,
who else looks like that guy?
Dude,
and he just
6'4".
Puts glasses on. Like, you can't do
well,
more.
Well, changes his
voice.
Glasses change everything.
Changes his voice. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. He acts a little bit uncertain. Yeah.
Well, he's like goofy.
Hello,
he's like a little goofy.
I'm going to push my glasses up with my finger like this, and it's going to make me really look like a different person? Come on.
He would bump into the occasional desk.
Yeah.
Hi, Lois. My voice sounds a little higher and I seem nicer, but I look exactly the same.
Did
slick my hair back.
So true.
Now I'm different.
So true. Yeah. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question. You know, there's some chatter out there the Sixers could trade Joel. I don't think they will, but they could. I mean, maybe they could. Do you think the Sixers will? Sometime in what we're determining for this poll to be the next year, meaning the next 12 months, which would either be this offseason
or
before the trade deadline.
The only one dumb enough to do it is the Dallas guy.
Nico Harrison.
Yeah. The only thing is, he might be gun shy at this point after what happened in the criticism.
Might get fired.
Yeah. All right. But do you think the Sixers will trade him in the next 12 months? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right. Let's get to your guesses for the most astounding, amazing, remarkable thing from sports this past weekend. Each get one guess.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with the Phils.
And it wasn't last night with Jokic, right?
It's not last night. So I would have covered this yesterday, but we were so ingrained in the BG stuff. All right, Rhea, do you have a guess?
I do.
By the way, I was going to say this. I was going to say $20 if anyone gets it right.
I was offering me $20 because I think I had
the hell.
Dude, I lost $20 last night to BG because when BG was up there and Sella came out, I said to the audience, what do these two guys have in common? And you got to say what I'm thinking. Like, yes, they both played for the Eagles.
Cliff Clavin, right.
Yes, they both won a Super Bowl. But give me something. And someone's like, they played their whole career with the Eagles. I'm like, yes, something else. And it was. And guess who gets it right?
BG, obviously, based on the $20 you told us.
Brandon, and he says, we both played our last game and won the Super Bowl.
It's because you said it on the show, too.
I had to hand him $20.
Well, also, he roundabouted you because you said that on the show yesterday. So he got a little inside info.
Yeah, he didn't give it back to me.
So no money for us?
All right.
Hey, Brandon needs it, all right?
So. $5 tomorrow.
All right.
If someone tomorrow, $5 if someone gets in the first guess. What is it, Ray?
All right. Every horse in the Derby was a descendant of Secretary.
$5 to Rhea Hughes.
Damn.
Absolutely correct.
It's an unbelievable fact.
Guys,
I was texting it to everyone I knew this weekend.
It has been, Ben, 52 years since Secretariat.
Yep.
52 years ago, every horse in the Derby is the Secretariat descendant.
Amazing.
Every one of them.
What a job he had after he
won.
That is my bucket list.
What a job.
$5 to Rhea. All right, Rhea.
I love the Derby. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
I used to have like massive parties where we would all
it's a fun day.
Wear stupid hats and bet on the race. It was fun.
What a wild fact, though. I mean, is that going for another 50 years? Like, 100 years later?
Wouldn't it?
Wasn't Secretary small?
No, he was big. Smarty Jones was small. I think, because Secretariat's nickname was Big Red.
Secretariat was bigger?
I believe.
Yeah, his name was Big Red.
But they were outliers in terms of the size.
Smarty
and
was
the
small
shape
and Secretariat
of both
was big.
Secretariat and Smarty Jones. So I just wonder, the trends in horse racing, just like the trends in the NFL.
Oh, look at John
they
going.
They do sort of cycle.
Yeah.
Do the trends in horse racing go on basically that horse won it all, so now every horse is made in his likeness for the next 20 years?
So, you know how I know a lot about sports?
Nothing about horse racing.
Yeah, my horse racing commentary I'm done.
I think supposedly.
Are horses athletes?
Oh, yeah. I had Smarty Jones in the top 20 in the last 50 years when we did our
horses.
No, they are.
They are horse.
Yeah, an athlete has to be a person. We looked this up. Nope. This is nonsense.
I'm with you, Joe.
Nope. He's wrong. Like, he's... The definition is wrong.
I had Smarty Jones in front of T.O. in our best players list in the last 50 years in Philly. One spot ahead of T.O. Well, I mean, come on!
And you say you don't like hot takes.
It's a horse.
It's not a hot take. It's an opinion.
It's a horse. Well, it's a hot take. I'm going to say an athlete is not a person, which is the actual definition of it. That's like the definition of a hot take.
Horse is running!
You're like, I'm going to take something ridiculous and make it into a real take. That's called a hot take.
Well, ESPN, for what it's worth, had Secretariat 33rd last century, and they had Lou Gehrig 34. So you be the judge. Let's go to the phone.
Do you know that
I'll go by the dictionary and what it says.
It's a fast horse. It's supposed to run. It better run.
Bail me out of this.
It's a horse.
By the way, we're going to get to some of what Doug said yesterday. Cool stuff with Doug on the afternoon show. We'll get to that shortly. Dan in Philadelphia right now. Dan, good morning.
What up, guys? How are we today?
Great, Dan.
Joe, are Greyhounds athletes?
Why wouldn't they be? If a horse is, it's the same thing. What's the difference?
I'll give you a yes, but no one has risen to the level of Smarty Jones.
How do you know? Do you know Greyhound history? How do you know there's not a secretary?
Well, they banned it. Greyhound history. So it's
because I study these things, and no one has grabbed my attention. No one grabbed my attention. Therefore, not good enough.
I think they banned it, Joe. So there you go.
And by the way, it's in my will that I want to be buried in your... fantasy camp.
No.
Yeah. That's a great job by you, Dan.
No.
Yeah, so just if you could somehow get that to me so the Phillies can actually win a World Series, just give it to me before next season.
Well, now that the Phillies are retiring numbers that aren't even numbers of players from the 1800s, yeah, maybe they
retire peas.
Yeah, maybe they will retire my number nine.
Your fake number.
I mean, yeah, I got to admit.
You didn't even choose... a unique number.
Well, it's Roy Hobbs.
You copied off Roy Hobbs.
Ben, that's...
You should have choose seven.
No, I was actually two. After Von Hayes. That's right.
There you go. Sticks.
Just saying. All right, Dan, what do you got? You're annoying me here. What?
I know. As long as the Phillies keep knocking out two out of three, we got to be satisfied and happy. Yeah, we should have took that third game. I mean, actually, it was a good comeback, but it's annoying. But I think... our expectations for the Phillies are so high all the time, considering the amount of money that we spent, and they should be, by the way.
Sure.
But like, if we don't win, if we don't sweep the series, we are kind of disappointed. But yeah, I think we have to lower our expectations a little bit, especially with this bullpen. So taking two out of three,
I'm not lowering my expectations.
Wow,
I want 95 wins. I want a team that makes the playoffs. I can deal with 90.
I don't mean that. I mean lower your expectations as in sweeping every series. So,
I mean, you shouldn't expect that. I mean, they're not going to sweep every series.
Right.
But you would like to see them finish the job more. They've had a few different times this year. They've won the first two and lost the third. It's a little irritating.
All right, Dan, give
me an answer, my man. From a show or movie, what doesn't quite make sense?
I had another answer, but I don't think this one is fair. Why couldn't Jack just get on the headboard with Rose?
Exactly.
You're not wrong.
From Titanic.
Yeah, Jack, Rose, and...
And I can think of another one.
Would it have submerged if they both got on? It just wasn't buoyant enough.
It's just...
You find a way, man.
And
you
also, like, Rose is so unlikable. It's like, just let Jack live, you know? Who knows what Jack could have done? I mean, the kid got, like, effervescent. And then it's like, Rose is the worst. Rose is the worst.
100%.
And Jack could have, like, who knows what he could have done with the world? Like, honestly, if you think about it that way.
Yeah. He could have been president.
No.
Yeah, I think he could.
No, he was not born in America. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah. My fault.
Where
my
was
fault.
Jack born?
Yeah, my fault. It was in North Dakota or something.
Holy
and then he went over there and then he came back.
Jack was born
in fancy confused.
France.
Yeah, a good accent he had.
Okay. Settle down. All right, up ahead in 1 minute, some really cool stuff. Doug Peterson. Yeah, baby. On WIP yesterday for the first time in a couple years, what he said, you'll hear it in a minute.
Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. Peanut butter fans, they've got candy cakes. They are the chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. You like the simple classics, crimpets, light sponge cakes topped with rich icing. Donut lovers, well, you've got options for days. Frosted mini donuts, powdered mini donuts, and can't forget about the delicious new Dippin' Stick flavors. I mean... there are so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from, but that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake. except no substitutes.
All right, time's yours in about an hour, and we'll take your time's yours calls. If you were at BG Live last night, if you're not able to call into our program today, but want to let the world know, you know, what you thought of BG Live, we'd love to get your thoughts on the air. So call the time's yours line at 215-238-4500. 215-238-4500. Your impressions of BG Live last night, your impressions of BG Day yesterday on WIP. Best of the best calls will make the air coming up at 9:45 with time's yours. By the way, the Flyers do not win the draft lottery last night. Not only that, they fall. So they go from four.
Two teams to six. Jumped up over, what, uh-huh. 10 spots for the yep. Islanders mm-hmm. and something
Utah.
Like yeah, Utah was like 8 or 10. Like, it's just, of course.
It's irritating. Sixers, by the way, draft lottery on Monday. Monday's the big day
sure
for the Sixers.
Sure, that'll go well.
Yeah, well, we'll say. It might. It might. All right, Doug.
Wouldn't that be something?
You yeah. know what? But
it
I'm
could
not, but I don't.
Go well, it could go not just well, it could go.
I'll
like,
still be
like
irritated. I'll still be kind of irritated.
Come true.
Yeah, but it's not a dream. It's not. It's falling.
I don't care.
Backwards.
I don't care. I don't care. If we can get to watch
we'll
Cooper Flag, like it, like actually not hate
there.
My team, that'd be cool.
I'm
I'd
in.
Be down.
Can they just cut Paul George and amnesty him and get that cap space? Because if not,
let's
it's going to be
back.
Huh?
Let's bring it back. The amnesty. I'm in. It's right. a great move.
That's what the Sixers need.
Desperately.
Isn't that what happened with Bruce Gallof? Didn't the Flyers get out of that?
I think they did
through an amnesty that. Yeah. Because I don't remember it affecting their salary cap for years
that
and years.
That was the strangest time period.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
what was he talking about the bear in the forest? Or what was that whole thing?
The moon or yeah. something. It was, because remember, they did like a Hard Knocks thing.
Yes.
And he was just, woo! Yeah.
It's like, bear, Snyder bear, was, it's he, a bear.
He was hell-bent on getting a Scully, and they got him.
Oh my God.
It was wild.
It was after the 2012
And didn't we get rid of Bobrovsky, and he was, like, really mm-hmm. good?
Yeah. Bobrovsky won multiple Vezinas.
Yeah, he went to, what, Columbus?
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
I know, it was amazing.
Now won a cup, too.
Oh, my God. Wow. All right, so
guys,
Doug didn't.
We have a 10.5% chance
yeah,
to
Cooper.
Get the top pick. 10.5% chance. That's pretty substantial.
He can be the second best Cooper in Philadelphia.
I mean, I know
sports.
It just went completely the other direction
like
with
that.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Like, we could have gotten
Sixers
so much better, and we ended up dropping to sixth. We could still get Cooper Flack.
Well, I'll just say this. I don't want them to go on a media tour if they get him. Like, we accomplished something.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to put
the... I don't expect...
Let me put it this way, John. Here's what... Let me say this. I'm going
to
put...
It becomes exciting to
I'm
going to
put the request in... Again today.
Good luck.
For Daryl Morey. This will be the third time in about the last 2 months. James, when I put this request in for Daryl Morey to join our show, like Jeffrey Lurie was on the show yesterday, you'd think Daryl Morey could, you know, show up. James, do you think they'll say yes or no to Daryl Morey?
I think they'll laugh at you when mm-hmm. you ask. Yeah.
Yeah. So just...
yeah, right.
I'll report,
that's the response.
And you know what's going to be annoying? If they get the number one pick, you're going to have a media tour. As if it was an accomplishment. All right. Doug Peterson accomplished something. Man, did he accomplish something. And it was really cool to hear. You know, I don't know when the last time Doug was on WIP. It may have been while he was the coach.
So,
it probably
I think,
was.
No, so someone tweeted this, and I thought it before, but apparently he was on when his son was in the draft with Angelo.
Oh,
that's right.
Remember
yep.
that? When he was already in Jacksonville, when his son ended up being like an
Got
undrafted
it.
Guy. He came on to talk about that.
Very cool. Well, he came on yesterday to talk about Brandon Graham. With the afternoon show, Spike, Ike, and Jack, but they certainly touched on a few other things as well. And one of them was Eagles fans, obviously, still showing Doug Peterson the love.
Living down here in Jupiter, Florida, there's a ton of Eagle fans around this city and around this part of the country down here. And whether, you know, playing golf or just out in the community having dinner, you're always going to run into an Eagles fan or somebody that's visiting down here. And they're obviously very appreciative of that first Super Bowl, and they bring up a lot of great memories. In fact, my wife and I were just in Philadelphia this past weekend for a wedding, and we stayed downtown there, and it was fun. It was fun to run into a lot of fans, and people remembered that first one, and you feel proud, you feel honored to have represented that city and that organization to, get him that championship, and it's very special to me.
I love the guy. I do, man. I mean, when I hear this guy talk, Ben, it puts me in a good mood. I know it got bad at the end. Everyone knows. I mean, 4-11-1 stunk. It primarily stunk because of Carson. I mean, I'm not saying Doug was doing great at the end, but Carson killed him. Just killed him. And one of the things that, you know, maybe some people forget, Jalen started under Doug, kind of like how BG started under Andy Reid. And it was Doug in the middle of that Packers game, 4.5 games to go in the season, 2020, probably November of 2020. He's like, Carson, you're out.
He had had enough of him.
Enough. Yep. Jalen, get in there. Let's see what you got. Well, Doug yesterday talked about Jalen's development, which obviously has been monumental since that moment. Here's Doug Peterson yesterday on Jalen Hurts.
There's no surprise. There is no surprise for me that he's been able to lead that team, that organization. You know, obviously the success they've had to win a championship. It's the same things we saw. And what I saw in him coming out of college, whether he was at Alabama, Oklahoma, you know, he's got a pedigree that is a winning pedigree, and he's the type of guy and type of player that's going to put in the hard work, the things you talk about as a coach. He's the one that does it, and you know, the guys respond. The guys respond to that, and they appreciate that from him. And just watching him grow the last couple of years, and you know, again, let's just talk about Saquon and Jalen Hurts together. I mean, that's what a quarterback wants, right? A quarterback wants the running game where you don't have to put it on your shoulders to win it every game throwing the football, and that's what the Eagles did this past year, and it took a lot off of Jalen, but at the same time, when the plays needed to be made, he made them. And that's what champions do. That's what winners do. And that's who Jalen is.
Yeah, no, listen, Jalen obviously delivered in the Crucible that season in a massive way. So the Eagles won it all. And it's the second time they've done it. Of course, this time without Doug. Let's listen one more here. Doug yesterday with a question from Ike about the Eagles winning it all again.
Did you draw anything from watching this team this year win it to the way you guys did it back in 17?
Yeah, you know, obviously I brought the Jaguars there, I think, in week three this past year and played an Eagles team that we felt early in the season, if you're going to beat this team, you got to beat them early. And they ultimately, you know, won that game that day. But, you know, I saw the improvement watching them all season long and how Jalen really, I think Jalen took that team from a leadership standpoint on his shoulders and led that football team. Now the addition of Saquon was tremendous and having that type of run game that they had. And I just think they learned from, you know, the Super Bowl that they lost a couple years ago. And those guys were hungry. They were determined. You know, Nick did a great job of just leading that team as well. And just the right guys, had the right guys there, and you know, obviously today is BG day, and he was one of those guys, you know, that could lead that football team, and just like he did in 17-18 when we won the championship that year.
Doug Peterson, that was yesterday with Spike, Ike, and Jack. You know, one of the things that stood out to me yesterday, John, in addition to all the love for BG, is just, like, regarding an upcoming Eagle season, like,
can't wait!
Because it's, you know, we're 2.5 months away from training camp. Remember, this is short off season. I mean, they played till mid February, so we're getting.
Well, that's what's tricky. It is tricky. So abrupt. Like we're right in the middle of it right now. Like they drafted these guys. They're in town and practicing.
Yeah,
they're as we speak. They're in town and practicing. These young guys. Some of the old guys are in and they're practicing. The offseason program has begun. They're lifting. Even if they're not practicing, they're going to be lifting and running, you know, 3-4 times a week. It is upon us. And this team is still the world champions. They are still the team everyone else wants to be. And I'm excited about continuing to just add and mold and shape things and watch what Howie and company continue to do with this.
No question.
All right, more offseason, though. We're changing the offense. We have a new outlook that Jalen has to once again adjust to.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to have him adjust as much as they like. Let me put it this way: if the new offensive coordinator wants to rip stuff apart, he's an idiot. Just you coordinator, work with what's here. That's my Ben. Does that make sense?
It does. But
and you know, I want to see Jalen play better in the passing game more consistently. But like John, you always talk about terminology. Yeah. How about the offensive coordinator?
You're going to tweak it. Tweak it too much, right? Right. You just won the world championship.
Yeah, I mean,
it is that good.
That's all I'm trying to say.